Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Is anybody out there?
Anybody out there?
Can you hear me?
Hello? It's 6:02 p.m.?
Hello?
Maybe it's time for Shut Up Weirdo?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is anybody else out there? Do you think they can hear us?
Yes.
Are we sure?
Yes.
I think the whole show should be you and I talking, assuming nobody can hear us.
I don't.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's 6:03 p.m. Time for Weirdo. Is my mic working okay?
Not really.
What do you do?
Let's just try and go with it and see what happens.
Okay. I don't think that... I don't know. I don't like this.
What don't you like?
That I can't see you.
All right, well, just turn on the Zoom and see what happens.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Everyone on the comment board, please let us know if you have any trouble hearing.
See, right away it started sounding terrible when we turned on the video.
Really?
Talk.
Hi, welcome to Shut Up with Weirdo. You call us 201-209-9366-888 or join the comments community by going to www.org and clicking on the playlist and comments. Could anyone hear it all?
Yeah, you're just like call 201. Like you're at a techno club.
That's just what I sound like.
Like a Beastie Boy. You sound like a Beastie Boy.
Well, what do we do now?
I don't know. I'm not good in emergencies.
Okay, I have an idea.
What?
So why don't you give people the phone number and I'm gonna do something my end that I hope helps.
It won't. It's not the mic, it's the Wi-Fi.
Oh. People are saying it sounds terribly, terribly awesome.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
So should we write on phone then?
Nah. 201-209-9368. Give us a call. What is the topic?
What is your favorite inspirational quote? Could you hear the topic?
What is your favorite inspirational quote?
Are you just going to repeat everything I say all night?
No. I'm really...
Michelle?
Don't tell anyone I'm bad in an emergency situation.
You said it on the air.
If you were in an emergency, who would you want to be with?
No, that's not the topic.
Oh, I know. I was just asking you. Okay, we have a call. You want to answer it?
Yeah, I guess we should since I can't talk.
Okay.
I think I should call in.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, call in.
So you're going to patch me through to callers?
I'm going to sure as hell try. Now we have a full board.
Okay, answer a call.
Okay.
I call in. Like, isn't going to work for a whole hour.
Okay. Shut up, weirdo. You're on the air.
As far as the audio, why not just have... Are we going by Frangry again or Franny?
Today it's Frangry.
Frangry. Okay. Why not either... I would reconnect, for one, and then... Why not just call in?
Thanks.
That's cool. So it's going to be a lot of mansplaining.
But no, it's always frustrating when technology goes. But the question is, who would we rather be in a crisis with? Is that what we're going with?
No.
The top topic is which favorite inspirational quote?
You have to turn off your video.
Oh, inspirational quote?
Yeah, the topic is what's your favorite inspirational quote?
Hell is other people.
Oh, I love that one. Is that an inspirational quote?
Yeah, sure.
I feel inspired by that all the time.
Inspirational.
It lets me know that the anxiety and anguish that I feel is probably due to the people around me.
Who said that, Godot?
Jean-Paul Sartre.
Sartre.
Not Beckett. No, but that would be, it'd be something that would be in there. All that existential stuff.
I love that existential stuff.
Yeah, hell is other people. That's a good one. Another good Sartre one in that same vein is if you're miserable when you're alone, you are truly bad company.
Whoa.
Or you're just really depressed.
I actually really like that second one.
Yeah. Well, but you're still bad company, perhaps, if you're miserable when you're alone. So just self-reevaluating. They're a little dark, but I find inspiration in them.
Fantastic. What's your name, buddy?
This is Zachary.
All right, Zachary.
Thank you for calling.
Good luck. I like the glitching out frangry. Cheers.
Thank you. Michelle, if it's still happening after we turn the video off, then I should just end.
Okay. Should I hang up on everyone?
No. Oh, wait, because you have a full board, so I can't call in. Is the way it works?
Yeah, I'm not sure who. I think I can call out, though, right?
Yeah, call me.
Let me try and call you. What's your phone number?
That's cute.
Okay, hold on. Let me look it up.
You jerk. Or you could just let me call in and answer calls until it's me.
Hello?
It's you.
Now I'm listening to you
through my phone and my headphones.
Okay, so turn your mic off.
Thanks, I got that part.
So, do you know how to patch me in to hear the call?
I'm going to try.
Okay,
you want to try?
A disaster.
Wait, I want to hold you. I might drop you, but I'm trying to not drop you. Okay. You ready?
Hello? Yeah.
Okay.
How's it going so far?
Did you hear that dial tone?
Yes.
Why am I in your house like double time?
Don't worry, I fixed it.
Did
you? Try it again.
Okay.
This is insane.
You're on the air. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Yes, I have an inspirational quote.
Okay, please hold on.
First, we have a question for you. Can you hear me? I'm Frangry.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, this is good. We got it working.
Okay, so I am good in an emergency.
Well, I had to tell you what to do, but you figured out how to press the buttons. Yes, well done.
How dare you?
Okay, talk to this guy, because now I have to resituate myself, okay?
Hey, guy.
Hey.
Be right back.
What's your name?
Jerry.
Named after Jerry Garcia, member of the Grateful Dead?
I hope
not. No, named after my grandfather, who's now dead.
Jerry Garcia?
Did you know the Grateful Dead put out a deodorant line?
Probably smells like patchouli.
It's vegan.
It was vegan?
It's vegan.
I figured it smelled like patchouli.
Maybe. All right,
I love this show.
It's hard when you're not here because I think I get more stressed out.
Why? Because I'm such a rock. I'm really someone you can count on.
You're such a calming presence in my life.
Yeah, that's me. Wait, so do you think people can hear me okay? Or
yes.
Are you still doing that thing?
No, it's not doing that thing at all. It's the damn internet. It's like people get off work and then they're all like, let me on the internet. I need to get in a group chat. Let me go on chat roulette.
Wait, you think it's like the internet in general or the internet or my internet?
It's your internet.
Well, mine did not say poor connection. Guess whose did? Yours.
It wasn't ours. We have enough money to pay for the best.
I have enough money to pay for the best.
Oh my God, you little bitch.
It was good though. All right, everyone. Now that we got this party going and it's already 6:12, call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what's your favorite inspirational quote?
What's yours, Franny?
Somebody posted on Facebook an answer that I loved. So it's not an inspirational quote, but I'm going to accept it anyway.
Which is?
Never trust a big booty and a smile, or something like that.
Never trust a big butt and a smile.
Yeah.
It's from that song, though, right? Yeah, Poison.
Oh, yeah.
That girl is poison. Poison, yeah, moving it slow, looking more mellow, fella like DeVoe. Remember?
What?
That was the song.
Can you do that again?
Paid late, so better lay low.
Do you think it'll be okay if I put my headphones on?
How do you know? Me and the crew used to do it.
Answer a call.
Shut up, weirdo. You're on the air.
Hey, I don't have an inspirational quote. I just wanted to cast my vote in favor of Frangry Headroom.
Okay.
Oh, like effective. That. What was that guy? Is that guy from the 80s?
Max Headroom.
Right, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Yeah, you can put your headphones on.
All right, I'm doing it now. Hold on.
Okay. Do you want me to, like, make a noise so that you can say you're on?
What?
What am I supposed to say? You're on the air.
I'll do it. Answer of call. I have to get one thing. I'm sorry this is taking so long. I was not prepared for this phone situation.
Next time
I will be.
Okay.
Okay? The answer of call.
They hung up. 201-209-9368. If you call now, you will get through. We are asking you what your inspirational quote is. And if you want to join our comments community, you can do so by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. And there you will find a wealth of entertainment and crazy
I'm
people.
Here.
Okay, you ready?
No.
201-209-9368. There are no calls right now.
Well, I don't blame them. Oh my God. Do you want to know now what's happening in my life? This is a disaster.
What?
I got one of those new iPhones, and you can't plug it in and charge it while you have headphones in, which is like the dumbest thing on the planet.
Get a splitter.
I got one. I just couldn't find it, but I found it now.
Okay.
Okay, so we have no call.
No, we have a full board.
Okay, go.
What am I supposed to say? You're on the radio.
Yeah, say that.
You're on the radio. You're on the air. Hello? WFMU, you're on the radio.
Can I hang up on you?
Yeah.
Wait, you guys exist?
Hello?
No.
Oh, my God.
Hello? What the hell was that? Are you there, Franny? You're on the radio.
Hi, are you girls back now again?
We're back. Maybe.
And what hour are you going to be on?
Hold on, I got to go. Franny?
Hello?
Franny, is that you?
Hello?
Franny, is that you? Oh, no! I just hung up on you by accident. I was so excited. Franny, call back. 201-209-9368. Tonight, we're trying to figure out how to have a radio show and find out what your inspirational quote is. Franny?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's
Am your
I name?
On the radio or what's
you,
going on?
You are on the radio. We're having some technical difficulties. I'm waiting for Franny to call back. But in
right.
the meantime, what's your name?
My name is Patrick.
Patrick, what's your inspirational quote?
It's ignore your teeth and they'll go away.
Did you invent that? Oh, please hold. Franny.
I can't take this.
I know. Hold on. Okay.
Yes.
All right. What happened?
I don't know. It just keeps disconnecting.
All right. We're on the
halfway through the show already.
We're on the phone with Patrick, and he made up an inspirational quote. Patrick,
he
right?
He made it up?
Is it Patrick? Hello?
Now you hung up on Patrick.
No, I didn't hang up on Patrick.
I think you hung up on Patrick.
Hold on. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I just called back. I believe there was some further technical difficulty.
Is this Pat? Is this not on this
Tonight's
show?
The topic is technical difficulties.
Well done.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really acing it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. So your name is Patrick?
It is.
I heard that maybe you wrote your own inspirational quote.
No, I can't take credit for it. It's from the dentist office.
Oh,
at some point in my youth.
What is
it? Well, what is it? Say it again, because I didn't hear it.
Oh, sorry. Ignore your teeth and they'll go away.
I don't like that one.
Well,
that one, Michelle?
It's more like advice.
Oh, like don't ignore your teeth?
You could be, yeah.
Like if you ignore your teeth, they're all going to fall out.
Right.
Like have good dental hygiene.
Yeah,
yep.
Oh, thank you.
You nailed
guys.
It.
No,
thank you guys for translating.
I was explaining it to Patrick. He didn't seem to understand.
I understood the quote.
Patrick, understand. I kid.
Okay, Patrick, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye.
Have a good one.
All right,
Michelle.
I got this.
You know how... every time we start a show, I pretend it's later than it. I always say something like, it's 6:20.
Yep.
You're listening to the show. It actually is 6:20, and I think we finally got the show working.
Don't count your chickens.
Oh, my gosh. I mean.
Ken's going to be so
Ken's
proud of
us.
He's going to be so proud of us.
For what? Ruining Shut Up Weirdo?
Good thing tonight's our last show.
Actually, Michelle, I have to tell you something.
What?
Behind your back, I may have agreed with Ken that we would stay on for the rest of the summer.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you go behind my back and do that?
Because I wanted to do the show.
But why didn't you talk to me about it first?
I don't know. I guess I thought you would say no.
It's interesting that you've put me in this position, because if I would have done this to you, all hell would have broken loose.
Just kidding, everyone.
Just
We're not
kidding.
Coming back.
No way. All right, let me take a call. You're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello,
Hi,
you're
on
the radio.
A flute with no holes is not a flute. A donut with no holes, that's a Danish.
Okay, thank you.
That's not good. Like, we want funny answers, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, our favorite call wins a free T-shirt.
Oh, I sent out the T-shirts. I hope the people got them. Oh, I'd like to say someone actually did send a bottle of very fancy bourbon today.
But they only sent one to Michelle not to Franny.
The outside of the card said, to Michelle, and then I opened up the card, and the card said, to Michelle.
Nothing about Franny.
So thank you. As soon as we can see each other again, I will share it with you, my love.
There wasn't even like a mention?
Oh, no. Nope, nothing.
Like, I don't exist.
No, and the guy from the liquor store down the street came over and delivered it personally. Okay. All right.
Mine is being delivered to my house.
You're on the radio.
Hey, Franny and Michelle. This one's from my mom. It's not really funny, but it meant a lot to me, and it took me 2 years in order to get it. Choose your attitude.
Why did it take you 2 years to get it?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
She would always just say it. I mean, it was like one of those mom-isms, and she would always just say it. And then one day I was in high school, and it clicked, and I was like, wait a minute. Like, all these people that are just choosing to be sad, like, you can choose to be happy and then turn your whole day around.
I disagree.
Yeah, it took me. That's why it took me 2 years.
In certain situations,
Michelle.
No, in certain situations, that's true. But if you like literally struggle with crippling depression, I don't think that like putting on a happy face.
That is very true. That's the answer. But I didn't. My mom knew I didn't struggle with that. So.
Oh, me neither.
But yes. Yep. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Franny,
Michelle, can I ask a technical question?
Yes.
Can you hear me like this, or is it better like this?
It's better the second way.
Oh, God.
Why? Does that mean you're
I have to hold my freaking... I'm like one of those people that walks down the street with headphones on, talking into a microphone on their headphone, when it's like, you really could just hold your phone, loser.
Damn, you're a dick.
I know.
But it sounds great. Ooh. Fire trucks?
Where? You can hear that here?
Yep.
You can hear that, but you can't hear me?
I'm like a dog.
Dog in heat?
Always. Jesus Christ.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what's your favorite inspirational quote? But let me reiterate that I want funny ones. I don't want this whole hour to be like stupid stuff you saw on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm not talking to you, Michelle. I'm talking to them.
Well, mine is grow where you are planted. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a call now.
Okay.
You're on the radio.
Yes. Hey, Michelle, friend. My fave is, time is the great teacher. Unfortunately, it kills all its students.
I like that. I've never heard it.
School's out forever.
Burn.
Last summer, I was on a ventilator for 3 weeks fighting for my life. I had a parasite infection and a medically induced coma. I came out okay on the other end, and I'm thinking, well, this summer is shot to heck, but the summer of 2020 has got to be better than this. How bad could it be?
Little did you know.
I know, right? Well, I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah, me too.
And good choice to tune in.
I'll be 68 on Sunday. I don't want to catch this damn thing. I'm thinking I won't be so lucky 2 times in a row, but whatever.
Stay inside. Stay inside.
Well, wear a mask, buddy, and happy birthday.
Unfortunately, the last show. Have a great summer.
Oh, it's also not our last show. We're going to be here all summer. We're just not here next week.
Oh, so I thought, I heard you. I thought you were spoofing about that. Oh, great.
We were teasing.
Well, what a birthday present.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Fran.
Aw, you're a sweetheart.
It's Franny.
Franny, I'm sorry.
I'm glad you didn't die.
Thank you, Franny, Michelle. Take care.
Bye. So we are staying.
What's the phrase, cats out of the bag?
Cats out of the bag, baby.
Yeah, we're staying.
Cool.
I just hope we can figure out how to, like, broadcast, like, to normal humans.
You need to get a T3 internet.
Will Ken pay for my internet upgrade?
I mean, we can't pay for anything, so no. I'm going to get the phone now, okay?
Okay.
You're on the radio.
All right, I think I have a better one.
Is this Patrick again?
Yeah.
Patrick, you sound...
With that introduction, this should go great.
Patrick.
I like your monotone voice.
Yeah. What's your
Xanax.
Oh, my God. We're a match made in heaven. Listen. What's your story?
Oh, what's my what?
Story.
Story? I don't know. We don't have time for that.
You guys are match made in heaven.
Right? All right, call me. What's your new one?
What if truth were a woman?
Ew, get out of here!
I can't tell if I'm insulted or not.
You are.
Well, it's not my quote. It's just, I think it's, a little more layered than... being offended.
I agree. Hey, Patrick, email me at feelings@wfmu.org.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Feelings with one L?
Yeah, feelings with one L. Be fun to just, like, do Xanax and be in a hot tub, don't you think?
I guess I just kind of thought that people were going to call in with funny ones instead of sincere ones.
I thought they were going to call in with sincere ones and it was going to be an uplifting show, but still funny.
Yeah, it's not. It's just kind of boring.
Okay, well, what do you want to do?
No, let's keep trying.
Okay, call up with...
What if we ask them to call in with their favorite lines from a song?
Okay. What if you don't know the song? Will that be boring for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, should we just continue? The show's almost over.
Yes, let's continue.
Hopefully, we'll have some more technical problems, and then we won't have to deal with the topic.
That's a great idea. Maybe we were faking it the whole time.
Ready?
Oh, good Lord. Yes.
Cool. You're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. Hey, Franny.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Nicholas from
What's
Montclair.
What's up? What's your name,
hey,
buddy?
Nicholas. It's Nicholas from Montclair, the reporter.
Why do you know
that?
Because he's an FMU volunteer.
Oh, okay. Hello, Nicholas from Montclair, the reporter.
Hi, Franny. My favorite adage or what the inspirational quote is, hey, it's like anything else.
That's what?
That's brilliant, actually.
Hey, it's
an old Jersey thing.
Hey, it's like anything else?
Yeah, it's like anything else. You know, you're complaining to a friend, and they tell you, it's like anything else.
It would make me angry if someone said that to me.
Wait, what did you say?
It would make me angry if someone said that to me.
That's why
I won't say it to you.
It feels dismissive.
Fair enough. I think
forgot
it means...
your name. Is it Nick the reporter?
Nick the reporter. He's won multiple times, by the way.
Well, he's on the list. Maybe he's going to win again.
Are you holding your phone up like you're supposed to be?
Sorry, I was writing.
I knew it.
Sorry. I'm not perfect all the time.
Well, that's disappointing. Thanks for calling, Nicholas.
Yeah, you're on the list.
Stay safe.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
And thanks, Franny. Thanks, Franny.
Thanks, Franny.
I'm here, too.
Thanks, Franny.
I'm here, too.
Okay, should I answer another call?
Yeah.
You're on the radio.
Hi, I'm trying to get on the air quote.
You are on the air, and what's your quote?
Oh, I am on the air. Oh, okay. Hey, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
I need to learn that. Did you hear
you
that one,
one,
Franny? I liked it.
Yeah, I heard it.
She does. She's bored. Do you have anything funny from a song?
Yeah, do you have, like,
from
a funny
song?
One?
Something funny. She wants to laugh.
No, not clean enough for the air.
Fair. Well, thank you for calling.
No problem.
Maybe you need to give some examples.
I did.
You gave one.
I don't have others.
Told you we needed a plan B.
I thought that people were going to understand that we don't really want to hear inspirational quotes.
I actually did.
So you're like this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're happy, I'm happy.
Well, no, because now I'm doubting myself.
Well, you shouldn't.
Well, I am.
Well, change your attitude.
Don't talk to me like that.
All right, go. Is there another one or no?
Yeah, the board is full. Just
okay,
tell,
well, that says something, doesn't
okay,
it?
Just tell them all their answers aren't funny. How does that sound?
I mean, they're probably not, so
okay.
Let's see.
You're on the radio.
Hi. I actually have an inspirational quote that's just for you, Michelle, since you're doubting yourself.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Yes.
That's pretty stupid, but it ain't nothing but a thing.
Someone already called with that.
Oh, really? Damn it.
Well, thanks, though.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you want to make fun of people?
No, I don't want to make fun of anyone. I'm nice.
Huh.
I got my COVID test.
Yeah, but you didn't get the results yet.
Well, it takes a couple days.
Do you think if you have the antibodies, we'll be able to hang out?
I hope so.
Do you think I have to have the antibodies and you have to have the antibodies for us to hang out?
For you and me to hang out?
Yeah.
No. If I have the antibodies, I'll hang out with you. I mean, with a mask on.
Does science say so?
I'll hang out with you outside without a mask on.
I won't hang out with you outside without a mask on.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's crazy.
I'm skeleton crew, baby. I gotta stay safe.
I'm very important, too. I mean, I guess not today, since everyone's forgetting about me.
They aren't. All right, I'm going to answer a call, okay?
Okay.
Hello, you're on the radio. Please submit your hysterical, inspirational quote.
Hi. All right, my inspirational quote is, no mud, no lotus.
What does that mean?
Is that like a yoga thing?
Yeah. Are you a yogi?
It's
are you
a Buddhist
vegan?
Thing.
It's a Buddhist thing.
Are you a vegan?
No.
Good.
No.
No
way.
Mud, no lotus.
Is that
no
some...
mud, no lotus?
Is it like a sex thing?
No.
Sounds like it could be a sex thing.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
lotus it's... is a flower.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
My beautiful flower.
Oh. Ew, no.
Maybe you're misinterpreting the quote.
I think it's about sex.
No.
I have a question. Technically, couldn't you interpret any quote the way you want to interpret it?
Especially if it's Buddhist, right?
Hey, yeah, right? Do you? That's what the kids say?
The kids do say that. You do you.
Yep.
What's your name, sister?
Annie.
Annie,
thank you for calling. I love your quote.
Thank you.
Sexual.
I love you.
All right. Love you, too.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
Can't wait for you to see my lotus. totally about doing the sex.
Yeah, me too.
No, I meant that quote was about totally doing the sex.
I thought you said you were totally about doing the sex.
I haven't done the sex in a long time.
Me either.
But you're married.
True.
I'm answering a call now. This is getting too personal, and I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Ted.
Hey, I have an inspirational one, and I have a funny one. I don't know which one you'd like to hear.
I'm interested to see if you actually have a funny one.
Yeah.
Okay, the funny one, I wish that's the inspirational one, but the funny one is work like an all-star, party like a rock star, and eat like a porn star.
That's the funny one?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
what's the not funny one?
The inspirational one is keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see a shadow.
I like that one better.
That one's good.
You know who said that?
Who?
Your mom.
No, Helen Keller.
That makes sense.
It's ironic because she couldn't see a shadow anyway.
I love Helen Keller. She's one of my idols. Her and Punky Brewster.
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Okay.
You're on the list. Tell me the quote again.
Which one? The inspirational
one? The one we liked.
The funny
one?
The
sun and the Helen Keller.
The Helen Keller one.
Keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see a shadow.
Okay, thank you. You're on the list.
All right. Have a good one. And I'm glad you guys are back.
Bye. Franny.
Yes, honey?
Can I go off topic for 1 second?
Always.
I
love that.
What's your favorite Helen Keller joke?
No.
Just one?
Nope.
Just one?
Nope.
You know you have one.
I do not. I don't even know any Helen Keller joke.
Do you want to hear mine?
Oh, God. Yes.
Am I allowed to say this joke?
I don't know which joke it is, Michelle.
It's the one everyone loves.
I don't remember it.
How did Helen Keller burn her ear off?
Oh, no. How?
Answering the iron.
Okay,
I'm taking a call now.
Okay, goodbye.
No, don't. You're hanging up on me.
Oh, boy.
I tried to tell that joke before I was a host about 10 years ago, and you hung up on me.
No, you were telling a dead baby joke, and I hung up on you.
I think you hung up on both.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I'm not telling the dead baby one. That is incredibly offensive.
No, incredibly offensive.
I was just a child back then.
I know. You're a grown, mature adult woman now.
No, I'm old now. Now I go through Tinder and I look, or Hinge, and I look through the people and I think, this guy is so old and gross. And then I think, I'm old and gross. And then I take a Xanax and go to sleep.
So why don't you date a younger guy?
Because my therapist tells me not to.
Why?
Lots of reasons that I don't want to get into right now because I don't do that anymore.
Oh, there's a lot you don't do. Okay.
Okay, let me take a call.
Okay.
You're on the radio.
Hey, well, that was a pretty brutal joke there that you made there, but with Helen there. But all right, so I've got two. So let me, I'm not too experienced. experience with calling the radios, but so the funny one that you might find funny is the best laid plans may not get you laid the way you planned. How do you like that one?
I almost like it.
I like it.
All right.
For sure.
Say it again, sir. Say it again.
The best laid plans may not get you laid the way you planned.
You love it, don't you, Franny?
Love
she loves it.
Say it again.
Yeah, say it one more time.
Again?
Yeah.
Jeez,
yes,
all right.
Do it.
One more time.
The best laid plans may not get you laid the way you planned.
Yeah, I love it even more the third time.
Yeah, what's your name?
I put a little bit more emphasis in there because I guess that's what you was asking for, is saying W-A-N-B-C the right way.
What's your name?
Yeah.
John.
John. And John, I would quit while you're ahead and not go for the second one.
You should stop talking.
Oh, no, wait. I just wanted to, this is my own personal thing that I made up.
No, we love it. We love it.
The second one. I just heard that one. I didn't make that one up. But,
you could risk. You could risk everything right now.
You know?
Okay, go. But you're risking it.
You're risking everything right now.
All right. I'll leave it at that.
Wow.
What if it's really good?
Okay, fine. Tell us.
What is it?
No. It's all right.
Now
I have to know.
All right. So, you know, like deja vu?
Yes.
Okay. So my own personal concept of deja vu that I made up, like, I don't know, in my early 20s was it's a checkpoint, Charlie, on where you're supposed to be in life. How do you like that one?
Nah.
But you're still on the list for the first one, John. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Have a good one.
You too.
Michelle, I remembered what mine is.
Oh, what? Can you tell me while you talk into your microphone?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
It's don't be sorry, just be better.
I thought it was don't be sorry, just be careful.
No, it's don't be sorry, just be better.
Do you say that to people?
Andy says it to me all the time.
Rude as hell.
I know, that's why it's so good.
Dang.
I love it.
All right, good to know.
Thank you.
When he says it, what do?
I laugh.
Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that.
Wait, you think I get mad?
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd get mad.
Not at all. I mean, when we say it, it's not when we're, like, really fighting or something. It's just like, you know, I bumped into you. Sorry. Don't be sorry. Just be better.
Oh, okay. Okay. That context makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Dude, it's already 6:40.
Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Oh, but if you're having a good time, the show's almost over.
No, we still have a third of the show left.
You know what that is? A glass half full, glass half empty kind of situation.
Yeah. Cool.
You're half full and I'm half empty. I'm half empty, baby.
People keep calling me Fran on the comments board and I'm going to block them.
Yeah, where did that come from? Your sister calls you that.
Yeah, only my brother and my sister call me that.
Don't block them.
I'm going to block them. Ken showed me how.
Don't block them.
Yeah, everyone who says Fran is getting blocked.
Don't abuse your power.
That's not abusing my power. That's exercising it.
Hey, with great power comes great responsibility. Yoda.
Yeah, and I'm taking my responsibility
Yoda.
Very seriously.
Yoda.
I'm protecting myself.
I'm going to answer the phone.
Okay.
You're on the radio.
Oh, great. I'm so excited you guys are back in the air.
Thanks.
So psyched.
I can't hear nothing.
Talk in your phone very loud.
Oh, is that better?
Nope.
No, not
mic.
At all.
Nope.
Worse, better, more.
Terrible.
Oh, of course we have more technical difficulties.
Are you talking into the phone?
Talking to the phone.
Okay, can you hang up?
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Bye.
More people should have landlines. You're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, a pessimist sees the moon is half empty.
Is this know-it-all?
You got it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so you just talked about that optimism thing, you know. a pessimist sees the moon as half empty. By the way, you want a quote?
Please.
Okay. May you be blessed with the grace of tragedy. Ever heard of that?
No, it scares me, though.
Yes, of course we've heard of that.
I haven't heard that one.
Make it up, Michelle. Pretend.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it.
Did you hear that?
Shakespeare.
No, it's Nietzsche.
Same thing.
It's Nietzsche. May you be blessed with the grace of tragedy.
Sounds like Nietzsche.
Yeah, it sounds morbid, but it's kind of like you have to live a tragedy before you realize. It's like,
well, you don't have to explain it to us.
I don't have to explain it?
Nope. All right, thanks for calling, Know-It-All. I think it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, things are getting worse, but we're all being blessed with tragedy these days.
Franny?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes.
Are you bored out of your mind?
Yes.
Okay, we got to go.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm currently blocking someone.
What? Why?
Because he's playing with fire.
Well, you know what, then? He's going to get burned.
He's taunting me.
But when you block someone, you could block a million other people.
I can block them all if I want to.
That's the... Wow, you sound insane.
I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how to do it. So I'm trying to figure it out.
Can you not? Because it's just... I can tell you're distracted and it's really annoying.
Okay.
I'm
going to text Ken. I'm going to block you later, dude.
Yeah, dude. In your face. Ready?
Yeah.
You're on the radio.
I have a quote.
Okay.
My first one, actually I have two.
Can you turn down your radio and talk more into your phone, please?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay. The first one is D for diploma.
D for diploma?
D for diploma.
Have you ever heard that, Franny?
No.
What does
that even mean?
Like, it means college is worthless?
I was a horrible student in high school and in college, so I told myself, D for diploma.
I kind of...
Pretty good, lady.
I like you. What's your name?
My name's Mia.
You know what, Mia? You can get really far on street smarts. Grades aren't worth anything.
I have one more that I think you guys might like.
Okay.
It is, a tiger doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep.
Whoa. Mia's on the list, right, Franny?
Mia, you're on the list.
Mia, you are on the list. See, you don't need school. You might win a t-shirt.
Oh, man. I dropped
out. Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah. All right, great. Baby. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Take
bye.
Care,
you too.
Bye-bye.
You know what?
You know what? I learned a lot from that call.
You know what I learned? Girls are so much smarter than boys that it's insane.
That's the first thing I learned. And the second thing I learned is I'm not going to block this person because a tiger doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep.
You told him.
He's such a dummy. He came up with a new name because he thinks I blocked him, but I didn't.
Cool, dude.
Thank you.
No, I meant him. I was being cool,
yeah.
Dude. I like that, Mia.
Me too. She's on the list. D for diploma.
D for diploma. I love it. I love it. All right, you ready?
Okay. Yeah, go.
Okay. You're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just tuned in like 5 or so minutes ago. I'm trying to figure out quotes. Got good quotes going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My favorite quote was actually a bumper sticker, so I don't know who said it. But the bumper sticker said, God was my co-pilot, but we crashed into the side of a mountain and I had to eat him.
What the hell?
That's really long for a bumper sticker.
That is also
it
like
really
the
was. I had to get
I've
up close
heard.
And like really, yeah, it was, but it just kind of gave me a lot of existential hope. You know what I mean?
What state did you see that bumper sticker in?
I don't get it, guys.
This was in Colorado, where I live now, but I'm from central New Jersey.
Franny, it's because a stoner made that.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Am I
that
missing
could be
something?
It. It's just, I don't know, it's sort of, there is no meaning behind what we're all necessarily experiencing, and we should laugh at it.
But is it supposed to be funny?
Well, I think it was also a play on the lame bumper sticker, dog is my co-pilot.
Oh, I didn't know that's like a thing.
I mean, depends, I guess, what state you're in and where you're driving. But, I think originally it was a play on that, and then but crashing God being your co-pilot and crashing into the side of a mountain and having to eat him sounded like an adventure.
It's kind of megalomaniacal.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of it.
I never ever forgot it.
A lot of it. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Have a good one. I wish you were here.
Oh, I miss you too, Michelle.
It's not as good without you here.
What about, it's hard when we can't see each other too.
I don't like it that I have to say have a good one, and I don't like it that I have to say you're on the radio.
I can say it. I can tell when the call's on the air.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, here we go.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going? I tried to get through earlier. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're very popular, so congratulations to you.
You are incredibly popular. I'm so psyched you're back on the air.
Thank you. We're very psyched to be here, even though we can hardly run the technical parts of it.
Well, you're doing a great job. We hear you every day. We're so psyched you're back. My wife and myself are so psyched you're back on the air. So my quote is, safety is no accident. It's not funny, but safety is no accident is my quote.
I think it's funny.
Wait. Stacy is not human.
Stacy. Safety.
Safety is no accident.
Oh, my God. I was like, who is Stacy? That's so mean.
No. Okay. So Stacy is definitely an accident.
Wait, that's funnier. That's my favorite quote. Stacy is no accident.
That's so mean.
Stacy is not an accident or Stacy is no accident?
That's she so mean.
No accident.
So safety becomes Stacy. Stacy is no accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the way you guys changed the whole groundwork.
That's the
and make it your own. And make it your own. I love it. We love it.
Who is this?
My name is Scott.
Oh, well, Scott.
Not my first time calling.
Oh, well, thank you for calling, and thanks for listening.
Always.
Have a good one.
Enjoy.
Nice. Nice work.
Thank you.
My friend's dad always says enjoy. He says...
Enjoy.
No, he says it... Enjoy!
Okay, that's obnoxious.
No, he's cute. He said it at their wedding all funny. Because English... It's a long story. You ready to answer a call?
Yeah, always. Hey, you're on the radio.
It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man who's worthwhile is the man who can smile when his pants are too tight in the seat.
Girl, that's not a quote, that's a poem.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Is it, though?
Poems are stupid.
That one.
Poems is stupid is my favorite inspirational quote.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, actually.
Thanks for calling. Poems is stupid.
I want a T-shirt.
No.
Have a good one. You ain't getting no T-shirt.
T-shirt.
Bye.
I hate it when people ask for T-shirts.
Pathetic.
I push the button really hard. Is that how you can tell someone's on the air?
No. It just makes like on my end. I don't think anyone else can hear it, but on my end, it makes like a clicking sound.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Are we still doing quotes or are we doing funny lyrics?
We're doing quotes.
Oh, well, in high school I had like All Will Pass above my door because I was really depressed.
What?
It was nice. I think it applies to a lot
of
things.
What is it?
All Will Pass. Just three words.
Oh, All Will Pass.
Yeah, beautiful. Really deep.
It's like the George Harrison record, Everything Must Pass.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for calling. I hope...
that baby joke before I go.
Goodbye.
No. No wonder he's depressed, thinking about dead baby jokes. Jesus. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a positive one and a negative one. Is that all right?
Let's hear them. Pick one. Go.
First one, my grandmother used to say, someone who wants the best for you is what's best for you.
Yes. I love that.
That's sweet.
That was my grandmother. The one that I like, which is a little bit negative, is no good deed goes unpunished, which unfortunately I think is very true.
I never understood that one.
Yeah.
What's your name?
James.
All right, James.
Have a good one.
Take care, guys.
Hey, there's 8 minutes left.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
God, I've been waiting to say this, but I think Michelle already said it. But my father, growing up, would always say to me, just to enjoy!
It's my friend Michelle. That's who I got the story from.
Wait, but where does it come from?
I've been waiting to say that, but I just heard you say it.
Wait, tell the story of where it comes from.
Yeah, is there like an origin story here?
My parents live in Korea, but my father has a really thick accent. He always told me not to study too hard, and his mantra always growing up was, just enjoy!
And he yelled it at her wedding.
Oh, yeah. With my ex-husband.
Yeah. She's a divorcee now. Yeah, he yelled it at her wedding.
I love him. I wish I could show you the hand motion, because he, like, does it with both of his hands up in the air, too.
That's kind of how I imagined it.
Yeah.
He's really letting it out.
Just enjoy! We do it all the time. This is Michelle, one of my cladies.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
All right, dude, we're going to drink some drinks later.
Yeah.
All right, get us an adventurous red.
I'm sorry, are you guys in a pod?
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we're in a pod. We're in a pod. The two Michelles are in my pod.
Mm-hmm. Do I need to change my name to Michelle to join the pod?
It's the ceramics pod. It's the clady pod. Why don't you start doing ceramics? That would be hilarious.
I mean, what if I'm really good at it and we just don't know?
Did you know Ken used to do ceramics?
No, please don't tell me
no,
that.
No, like he used to throw on the wheel and go to like a fancy ceramics place in the city.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Are you kidding?
No, he was really good at it.
That is so weird.
No, it's amazing.
Did he show you something he made?
Nobody used to tell me about it. He went to the fancy school down there in... He went to Greenwich House Pottery.
That's where I'm going
to
go.
I'm trying to get him to build a firing pit at the lake house.
Oh.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be great at it, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know. You don't like to get dirty.
I get dirty in that scenario.
You're like my dad. He doesn't like to get dirty. Ready?
Enjoy!
And enjoy! You got to see her do it because it's hilarious. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, what's up, guys? How are y'all doing?
What's up?
Progression is key.
What?
Progression.
Regression?
Key. Progression. You got to progress.
Oh,
also,
progression.
Beer tastes better on the curb.
I don't know what that means.
Love you guys. Peace.
Peace.
What that was, like, of all the weird things that have happened on the show today, that was weird.
Why? Because he said peace?
I don't know. I just didn't understand a word that guy was saying.
Me neither. But we only have 4 minutes left. Do you want to take a couple more?
Yeah, one or two.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. It's Ian.
Huh. Hey, Ian.
Ian,
how
come you always get through? And everyone's always like, I couldn't get through. And somehow you always get through.
Because he's handsome.
It's because you're handsome, and handsome people get special treatment.
Right.
And I'm over that, by the way.
Okay.
But.
Well, that's just the universe. I don't know. And that's not my quote.
It's that long, pretty hair that you have.
That has been gone for a very long time. Hmm. But
I miss it.
Yeah, miss you guys, too.
Stop hitting on Ian. Go ahead, Ian. What's your quote?
Well, I tried to think of one that was appropriate for the show, and it's human salvation lies in the hands of the creatively maladjusted.
Whoa.
And creatively maladjusted is just a fancy way of saying weirdos. So.
Yeah, that is a fancy way. Art, we're going to change our show to Shut Up Creatively Maladjusted.
That'll make my mom happy.
She thinks it's called What's Up Stupid.
She doesn't even know it's back on the air. Is yours?
What up, stupid?
Yeah, my mom doesn't know either.
I can't tell her, but she's going to want to know why I can't do things Fridays.
On Friday?
I'll go with you to hang out with your mom.
Oh, wait, the show. Okay. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Ian.
All right, yeah.
Goodbye.
Later,
have a good one.
All right, one more?
Yeah. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right. So my quote is, alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
I mean, everyone knows that one.
Yeah, well.
I've actually never heard it.
Come on. You haven't?
Well, I have another one.
Oh, Franny, you're kidding. What's the other one?
They that are born are destined to die and the dead to be brought to life again.
Did you grow up Catholic?
Oh, God, that one is annoying as hell.
What's your name?
Justin.
Bye, Justin.
Hi.
No,
all right.
I hated it.
I know you did.
Is it, like, weird if I want to give a t-shirt to your friend Michelle?
Yeah, because I can just give her a t-shirt. I think you should give it to Mia.
Wait, but I kind of feel like... like your friend Michelle was the winner.
Well, then she can win, and then I'll give her a t-shirt, and then Mia can win, because D is for diploma.
And a tiger doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep.
And Justin Joy!
All right, Mia and Michelle will bring you, Michelle will bring you a t-shirt.
She's
but Mia, you're also a winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
And I guess we will not be back next week, but we will be back for the rest of the summer.
Yes, next week we have off.
All right. So, that's it. Do you want to do the station ID? You have 30 seconds.
No, I don't know it.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I am complete. Thank you.
I love you so much. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We will be back in 2 weeks. Please stay tuned for Dance with Me, Stanley, with DJ Stashu.
Stashu.
Bye. I might screw this up. Bye.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Dance With Me Stanley Show. with your host, DJ Now, you don't want to miss today's show, and why? Because we are debuting a song, not a Debussy song. No, you see, we are debuting a song by a special someone named Ellis, straight out of New Jersey. And the song name is All Different Things. His backing band is his moms, Arian and Lisa. And now, presenting Ellis with All Different Things. Ellis, I will sing with you, and not just once, but twice. How do you say one more time in Polish? Jeszcze raz! Climb on a tree, the blue sky, you fly in the sky, yep, cheer up, we're flying in the hole, what, there's a man in bottles, drink it up, until the man, count with me, 1 to 2, 3 to 2, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Sing with me.
drug. We're gonna try that on you. We'll make you die. It'll get you just a little bit sick. Got a head cold, got a chest cold, and it's too late, no. You are not forever. Make a hey, hey, make a lay, hey, make a lay, hey. For days, 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 for USSR. But meanwhile, we'll keep an eye on what it's doing to you. Got a head cold, got a chest cold, and a string head cold. Going on forever, make a hey, hey, make a hey, hey, got a crazy, crazy. For days and 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 days and